town of the Norse village in Stamatopoulos, the liquor store has sat shuttered ever since the voters of Washington decided we should get government out of the business of selling alcohol. Actually, most of the Norse village is pretty much out of business. And they got a dollar store and a laundromat, all of it anchored now by the ever-resilient Uftas shop, purveyors of fine Scandinavian knick-knacks. I noticed recently the Chapel of Praise has moved into the vacated liquor store. We all know it's not the building that's important. It's the spirit that moves inside. Or spirits, in this case. But ever since I moved here in 1977, the only liquor store in town was this building and this location. And now it's a house of God, a concrete block sanctuary for folks the liquor store probably brought to their inebriated knees, with a bottle, now a hymnal. Bernie Slivovich, my neighbor down the highway, is a newly minted convert. He's been pretty religious about his AA meetings at the toxic mold county-run Blue Building, formerly the Senior Center, every Thursday night, and now he's washed in what he calls the blood of the Lamb. Sounds like a meatpacking house to me, but I don't make light of Bernie's newfound salvation. His drinking cost him more than a couple of jobs, plus a wife, and his kids still won't talk to him. They aren't as forgiving as Jesus. They think his sobriety, like always, is as temporary as the rain and wind stopping in November. The wagon he's riding, driven by Jesus or Bobby Ryder, his best friend who takes him to the grocery store after the last DWI, will knock him to the ditch sooner, not later. Maybe so, but Bernie's doing okay so far. A little righteous for my cynical taste, but hey, you think you found the right path? You hate to see your pals and family wandering, lost and forsaken. The road is narrow, Bernie's pastor tells him, and for those who stray, get ready for the big barbecue in the sky. It does seem strange, Bernie confides to me one day last week over a cup of black coffee and his ever-present cigarette, to attend services in the old liquor store. But you know, the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Being a Southender, I couldn't agree more.